What about a worthless dog?
Worthless dog? Well, I'd call it a worthless dog one that wasn't good for anything. Just stay around the house and eat, maybe. Not a hunting dog, but a good watch dog.
What'd you call a small, noisy dog?
Feist.
And if you had a mean dog, you'd tell somebody, you better be careful, that dog
will bite you.
And yesterday the dog
bit someone.
And the person had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
Did you ever say he got dog bit?
Well, yes, you could.
How would you say that?
Well, you say he was dog bit.
Did you ever hear of a kind of dog called a coyote?
Yeah, it's just a nickname for any kind of dog. Yes, I've heard that.
Have you heard that used?
Well, it's someone said, what kind of dog? Oh, he's just a coyote.
Where did that word come from?
I don't know.
Was it very common around here?
Not too common, no, but I've heard it used.
You think you picked it up around here?
Well, I wouldn't think it was just local, eh? I don't know.
The kind of animal that you milk.
Cow.
What do you call the male?
Bull.
Did the word bull sound all right to you, or did that sound a little vulgar?
No, it's just like a man, a dog, a horse, and a mare. I don't see anything vulgar about it.
What do you call the little one?
Calves.
And if it's a female, it's a
heifer.
And if it's a male?
Bull.
If you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say she was going to
have a calf.
And any other way of saying that?
You might say she's springing. And
what about find or drop a calf?
Well, yeah, I've heard that. Drop a calf.
How does that sound?
Well, you might say that cow's getting ready to drop a calf.
And you say everyone around here likes to what horses?
Ride.
Okay, yesterday he
rode.
And I have never
ridden a horse.
And if you couldn't stay on, you say you fell
off
the horse. You say you fell what the horse? Say the whole thing. You fell.
I fell off of a horse?
Huh?
Said I fell off of a horse?
And say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You say, I guess I must have fallen
out of bed.
Did you ever say off of the bed?
No, I don't think.
And the things you put on the horse's feet?
Shoes.
What do you call a game you play with those?
Horseshoes.
Did you ever see it played with rings instead of horseshoes?
We used to play with big washers. I never played with a horseshoe in my life.
What did you call it when you played?
Washers. Had little holes in the ground, maybe 20 feet apart. Two men on that end, two men on this end. And you got the wash in the hole, count five, and the closest way you had your opponent, your wash was close to the hole, that counted 1 point. Pitching washers, we called it. But I've never pitched horseshoes.
What do you call a part of the horse's feet you put the shoes on?
Hoof.
And he has four?
Hooves.
And the male is called a
horse.
Any other name?
Well, if he hasn't been operated on, he's called a stallion.
Okay. And does the word stallion sound all right to you?
What?
Does the word stallion sound all right to you?
Well, they call them geldings. One that's been operated on is called a gelding.
Okay. Any other way of saying operated on?
Yeah. It was cut.
Okay. And the male sheep is called a
ram.
What about the female?
Ewe.
And what do people raise sheep for?